I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, August 23rd. In the early 20th century, much of the world had Mars fever. Percival Lowell had mapped what he called canals on Mars, built by a dying civilization. H.G. Wells published War of the Worlds about a Martian invasion. Inventor Nikola Tesla reported hearing possible signals from Mars. So there was a lot of interest in the red planet. In 1901, Richard Taylor wrote this march to capture the enthusiasm, a signal from Mars. People listened for signals 100 years ago this week. Mars was passing especially close to Earth. Astronomer David Todd thought Martians might try to contact us, so he organized a campaign to listen for radio transmissions. Among others, he worked with Charles F. Jenkins, who'd built a device that could transmit photographs via radio. Jenkins later developed early forms of television. Starting on August 21, 1924, Jenkins recorded radio waves on a roll of photographic paper whenever Mars was in the sky, more than 20 hours in all. Todd said he saw faces in the squiggles on the paper, but Jenkins thought it was nothing but noise. Technicians at some radio stations reported hearing odd sounds during the hunt. Most of the sounds came from Earth, although some might have been natural radio waves from astronomical objects. But none of them came from the red planet. There were no signals from Mars. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.